A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Bad EF started 2003 playing together, and we've been playing ever since, on and off actually for some members, but the EF bubble has always existed during all these years, and we toured always like a lot, and we released 4 albums so far, and now we're back in Budapest.
We all come from different like music projects. Like all of us has been playing in hardcore bands before, and that's something that you might be able to hear in the music still, even though it's like hidden beneath all the other music genres. But yeah, all of us been playing in a lot of different band projects, and still during the time while we've been playing with EF, we also had some side projects. Like me and Thomas have a side project together, and a lot of good bands coming from Sweden, like and a few successful post-rock bands as well. But the problem is that the music scene in Sweden for that kind of music isn't very like big, and there are hardly any post-rock shows with the bands in our genre and size. Of course, there are bigger bands that can play post-rock shows in Sweden, like Mogwai and Sigur Rós. But for the smaller bands, there are no real scene for post-rock in Sweden.
The style of music we played actually changed throughout the years, and we gained members and we lost members during all these years, and they came with different influences and styles and directions they want to approach. So musically we changed quite a lot, but the thought of playing what people usually might call post-rock music is what we can identify ourselves, or actually the music we create, to mostly, I would say. So why we chose to play this music is because we like it, I guess, to make a simple answer to a quite complicated question, actually, because there's so much into it. Well, you can... Thank you. We are 5 members in total in EF, and 4 of us are actually educated sound engineers from the university. But when it comes to like playing instruments, I can only speak for myself because I'm not sure about the other guys. But I learned, you know, learning by doing, trial and error. So I have no education whatsoever. Actually, I do trumpet, but I don't play trumpet. And nowadays, I play it really bad. So,
but still, you know, three notes.
Two notes. And we never use them. So. I think you are educated in.
Yeah, I used to study music for a few years, like classical guitar and vocal ensembles and like Afro ensembles. Yeah, and I also been studying music production. Now, almost all of the high schools in Sweden and colleges can provide the possibility for the students to study music. But we have also a lot of culture schools, like where young children can learn music outside of school or during school time from an early age. And it's very common that almost all kids learn to play the accordion at an early age, to learn how to read music, and from that learn other, pick up other instruments. A lot of Polish bands use like electronics nowadays, and some use like classical elements, and some Polish bands only play like acoustics with piano and cello, acoustic guitars. There are so many ways of like performing as a post-rock band. So that's also a bit difficult to say what's post-rock and what's not, because I don't think that we don't see ourselves as a post-rock band nowadays.
People like to refer our music to that genre, but I would say we're somewhere in between, like several different genres actually. So it's hard to define, you know. There's so many categories of or actually genres of music today. So I don't know. I like to call them pop or rock or heavy metal. I'm fine with that. But people are like heavy metal core slash whatever, you know. I can't really explain the definition of so many genres today, because maybe Daniel has another definition of the same genre. I think it's really personal what you want to describe some kind of music in, when you want to put the genre to it, a word.
Distance.
Jeff, most of the songwriting we do together, actually, as a group. Sometimes one of us brings in a nice idea or something, and we trash it or use it. And if we use it, we use that specific part in the song and create something around that. So it just usually it's just like a small fragment to what's in the end the finished product, I would say. But in EF always worked as a collective, as a group, when we create music and we when we make our babies.
Process from writing in the rehearsal space to actually finishing the songs in the studio, it's a very long process. It takes a lot of time and effort to actually finish the songs in the rehearsal space. So we might not be that much of a productive band in the rehearsal space. Of course, we're writing a lot of things, but it tends to we argue a lot. it's hard to find a way of getting five minds getting satisfied with everything that's being played. But like the best time is when we are in the studio and actually finishing the songs. It's very creative. And of course, touring is also it's lovely to be on the road touring and being able to share the music that we've been working really, really hard with.
Thank you. like spring. Where smoke covers everything. That's where we push our eyes in front of ourselves. City street and let's pray. Where smoke covers everything. That's where we push our eyes in front of ourselves.
all of the members in EF listen to a lot of music.
A lot of different music.
A lot of different music. Of course, we share some bands that we all enjoy listening to. Like when we're going by bus, sometimes we just get pissed off of one another when he wants to listen to a shitty playlist, and then we like tend to throw out that mix CD out of the window
and go back and recycle it.
Yeah, of course. Now we all of us listen to a lot of different kind of music.
Yeah,
it's from classical music, soul, hip hop, jazz.
Soul, obviously.
Yeah. I love soul.
Yeah, you love soul.
In the early years, we improvised a lot more. Then, actually, we wrote the songs by only improvising. But since we've been changing a lot of members, we have to change the way of writing songs all the time. Like the songwriting process changes as we change members, because we always need to find a way that fits all of the minds in the group, within the group. So nowadays we actually have like an idea and like more of songwriting sessions. We sit down, discuss it, try to play around it, but it's not that more improvising like for hours and hours. We don't improvise when we play live, because we play with backtracks in our computer that has a click track. So we are kind of...
I would love to spend more time in the studio, because it's for EF, it's really creative phase every time we enter a studio. But unfortunately, it costs a lot of money to be in a studio, and we don't have our own studio. So I would love to spend more time in the studio for the sake of EF, because we tend to get a lot of work done there.
I'm